The Drive with Rob and Roz, Jacaranda FM.
Would you tell true things to your friend? Or is sometimes is it better to be kind and quiet?
Vir my hang dit af.
Funny ding.
Van wat dit is.
Lucky for you, I've got a list.
Rob, jy het altyd 'n lysie
en 'n navorsing
en dit wetenskaplik is, so kom, hit me.
Well, tell a friend if. Here's what we want to do. If you think you are the kind of person who would be honest with their friend if you needed to tell them something, send us your name, please, to the WhatsApp line quickly. I want to find you a partner for this list. Is that all right?
Yes.
You can have a little discussion.
A little truth off.
A little truth off. Because I've got the official survey statistics about what percentage of people would tell their friends if, for example, they're being cheated on. Or if you think your friend is a bad tipper. Or if you think your friend drinks too much. How likely are people to actually bring these things up?
Hierdie is almal moeilike goed. I hope on your lysie there's one or two, like, would you tell your friend that their poop stinks or something like that?
I've got the list. Come and help Rosie out. We'll work out which we think people will be more likely to do. Be honest with their friends. 0848500942.
So we're chatting about honesty levels with your friends. Certain circumstances that you would tell your friends the truth in, or where you wouldn't. En Rob het 'n hele lysie met al die statistieke, en ons het vir jou gevra, as jy wil saam speel, dat ons basies te mekaar kan uitfigure, wat sal jy doen, wat sal ek doen?
Kira, hoe gaan dit?
Hallo Rob, goed, dankie en self?
Ja, gaan baie goed, dankie. Gaan jy 'n bietjie vir Roz help vanmiddag?
Yes, ek gaan probeer.
Are you one of those people who's honest with their friends, Kira?
Ja, ek dink so.
Dink so.
Ja.
Okay. How should we open it up with a proper one?
Yes.
A proper one. Which do you think people would be more likely to do? Do you think they'd more likely tell their friends they're in a toxic relationship or that they're being cheated on?
I think people would be more likely to say that their friends are in a toxic relationship than to say that your partner's cheating on you.
Why would you think that?
Because it's easier to go, okay, this person is a complete wrong fit for you and they are treating you badly, than to go, this person treats you badly, I mean, treats you well on the surface, but behind your back, they are actually,
they are for
you know,
the streets.
Kafoofeling on the street.
Kira, wat denk jy? Wat sal die mees moeilike chat wees om te hê?
Ja, ek dink as jy vir jou vriend moet sê dat iemand op haar cheat, ek dink jy wil jou vriend sien daardeur gaan nie. So ek dink dit sal makliker wees om te sê, hoorie, jy's in 'n toksiese verhouding, want sy kan dit vat hoe ook al sy wil.
You guys are spot on.
Yes, nice work.
75% of people say they'd have the toxic relationship chat. Less than 60% say they'd have the cheating chat. But kind of close. Here's a fun one. Do you think it's easier to tell your friend they have BO or bad breath?
I think it would be easier to tell someone that they've got body odor. Weet jy hoekom sê ek dit? Want halitosis of die bad breath.
Ja.
Dit is dalk nie 'n probleem wat so maklik opgelos kan word as net 'n bietjie deodorant en 'n bietjie parfum nie. Like maybe it's the things they eat or the way that the food metabolizes or whatever the case may be. It's almost a little bit more difficult.
Kira, wat dink jy?
Wel, ek dink aan myself, as iemand met my sê ek het slegte asem, sal dit my actually dieper raak as iemand sê ek stink.
Exactly.
So ek dink dit sal, ja, ek dink dit sal makliker wees om vir iemand te sê dat hoor jy stink, as wat om vir iemand te sê dat jy het slegte asem.
Well, 65 to 45, BO is the easier conversation to have.
Oh, yay!
You are, guys, a 2 for 2 at the
like
moment.
Like
which do you think is the harder conversation? Your friend is a bad tipper or your friend is a bad cook?
Wow. I would say the harder conversation would be the bad tipper.
You reckon?
Because a bad cook, we can make it like a jokey thing. Ach, jy kan nie se eier kook nie. But a bad tipper, it's almost fundamental, like, ooh, jy's cheap. Verstaan jy?
I get that. Kira, wat dink jy?
Ja, ek stem saam. Ek dink om 'n bad tipper te wees, is jy amper 'n bietjie van 'n bad persoon.
Yes!
Well,
yeah.
Apparently, the harder conversation to have is that you're a bad cook. Less people want to have that chat.
Oh.
Because that's insulting, bro. You must come into my house and insult me in my own kitchen.
No, but we can do it in a jokey way.
No, we can't.
Like, okay.
Yes, jy het baie soutie ingesit. Dan is ons, dan is ons nie meer vriende nie.
Little heavy on the garlic, Rob Forbes.
Oh, there's no such thing. Do you want one more?
Nog een. Laaste een.
Yeah. What's easier? To tell your friends they dress terribly or to tell your friend you hate their haircuts?
Oh. To tell my friend that I don't like their hair.
Do you think that's harder?
Want het gaan langer vat om 'n bad haircut uit te groei as wat het gaan vat om net te sê, weet jy wat, daai jean is bietjie styf daai kant. I think rather the haircut would be more harsh.
You think it'd be more harsh?
Yeah.
Kira, stem mee saam?
Nee, eintlik nie.
Okay.
Ek het al vir mense gesê as hulle hare slag.
Listen, that one's not for you. Your mom put a bowl in your head and shaved the sides. It's
literally.
Kira's got this.
Oh.
Apparently, it is easier to have a conversation with your friends about having a bad haircut than people don't want to tell you dress badly. Because now what? I got to go change my whole wardrobe. You get?
Also, it's all subjective, right? Like they could love that haircut and then achter hulle rug gesê het, "Ooh, daai haar lyk mooi nie."
But on this whole list, apparently we are most likely to tell our friends we think their relationship is toxic. And the lowest on the list, we are least likely to tell you you're a bad dresser if you are. So that's the one we'll let go. Don't really care.
Lana het op die WhatsApp lyn gesê, ek is ongelukkig baie eerlik met my vriende. Ek voel ek help hulle so en verwag dieselfde terug.
Kira, dankie dat jy saam gespeel het vanmiddag.
Legend!
Dankie Robin Ross en dankie vir die lekker show.
Dankie awesome. Dude, lekker middag verder in Alberton. There you go. So we're going to put that whole list up, jackarandfm.com/drive.